Press Communications LLC proudly presents Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning. Next.
All right, a couple things trending this morning. We thought you just had to know. You wouldn't want to be out of the loop at the water cooler or on the next Zoom call, depending on what it is your day looks like. There's a former Disney princess. Now, I'm imagining they mean someone who played a princess at Disney World, right?
Yeah, I guess that would be a
former. She reveals how she had to use diversionary tactics when dads or other men coming to visit the park would hit on her.
Oh, jeez.
Now, listen, you're looking at somebody who, in his youth, was a creep, okay? I would never in a million years, when I say I was a creep, I would certainly, if I was, I would ask someone out. I wouldn't be afraid.
Uh-huh.
But this is just gross, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really gross.
There are a lot of situations where you just don't ask somebody out, you know?
Hitting on Snow White? That's not cool. What are you doing?
Now, why are you singling out Snow White?
It was just the first one that popped into my head.
I was always caught really off guard when people would do this. So usually, if I was having an issue, I would divert them to my character attendant because no is not in your vocabulary. You have to find ways around no.
Like, have you met Chippendale?
What does that mean that no is not in your vocabulary?
Like, well, I think you're supposed to make them feel good, but...
I guess.
But not like that.
I mean...
are a loser.
I would not make a very good Disney princess.
You want to hear another one of these? There's another. This woman played Tinkerbell.
Okay.
You know, for Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
There were many moments, especially as Tinkerbell, when I had men, married men, hand me keys to their hotel room and tell me where they were staying.
That's unbelievable
no.
to me. Unbelievable.
Really?
Can't even begin to imagine.
You're on a family vacation and you hand your key to Tinkerbell?
Well, how do you know they're on a family vacation? Why can't like a bunch of bros from a fraternity go to
Disney?
I mean...
I guess.
Everybody likes It's a Small World.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is crazy. This is another one of those things where I don't know why someone is taking video at the time, but it happened Palm Coast, Florida. 7-year-old boy is fishing with dad. Okay, regular enough. He's reeling in a bass, and then out of nowhere, an alligator darts out of the water, grabs the fish and his pole.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, buddy, keep going.
Hi.
You got it.
Hi.
You got it.
You
got
to fight
Yeah, that's exactly right. Wait until his wife finds out that the kid was at close in proximity to an alligator.
Well, at least he didn't hand his keys over to Tinkerbell. It could be worse.
You don't know what he's doing. This could be payback. Well, speaking of terrible parents, Klondike Bars and Breyers are teaming up to stop parents from stealing their kids' Halloween candy. I guess this is the thing where parents will go, oh, let me see what you got. And then they eat some of the Halloween candy.
Uh-huh.
So they urge you, if you are a child, to text CONFESS to a number I'm not going to give out. You know what? I'll give it out. It's 64827. If your parents try to steal your Halloween candy, let them know, and they will mail you candy in return.
You're kidding.
That's what it says here.
They'll mail you candy?
Yeah.
Could I just call them?
I'm sure. Well, you get a free coupon for candy, so they'll mail you the coupon.
They're going to mail a kid a coupon?
Well, I'm not a crook.
You got to teach
them
young.
What a stupid service.
Why is that stupid?
They're going to mail a kid a coupon for more candy.
I feel like that was the wrong clip, but we'll... But maybe it wasn't. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Can we hear that again, please? Well, no one better lay a finger on my butterfinger. I don't know. This is pretty great. There's a county in Florida. Of course, it's always Florida. So here's another Florida story. It's Lee County. And there's a petition. The people that live there in Lee County, Florida, USA, to change it to Bruce Lee County.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Okay, I'm guessing that's the one that was supposed to go with the thing about the Halloween candy. But anyway, I guess it works for a Bruce Lee story as well. He, of course, has nothing to do with Lee County, Florida. People, I guess, just are fans of his. In that particular county of Florida.
Well, so sure.
They need something to hang their hat on. Maybe you just take a drive up to Disney World. You go, hey, Tinkerbell, I'm from down in Bruce Lee County.
Didn't Bruce Lee die like a long time ago?
Yeah.
So obviously has nothing to do with that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he never visited there. As far as I know,
okay.
He didn't.
It's not like he
was born in Lee County, Florida.
Okay.
He was a martial arts expert.
I understand what you're saying. Okay.
I'd like to point out that this is a disaster today. A complete disaster.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Get out.
Well, here's some good news. You know that whole business with Facebook going down? And by the way, do people know that Instagram and WhatsApp are owned by Facebook? That's why all three of them were down?
Yeah.
It's the good news. Mark Zuckerberg's fortune dropped by $7 billion. Some people think it had something to do with him trying to silence a whistleblower talking about the culture there working for the Facebook.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's the conspiracy theory going on.
So he lost $7 billion in 7 hours?
Yeah.
Does that mean he makes $1 billion an hour?
That's pretty much what it means.
Cool.
Jeff Bezos is like, hold my beer. Well, here you go. If you're you're looking for something to get me on my birthday tomorrow or for Christmas or really any occasion,
okay,
there's something called a fart pedal.
Okay.
You can't play an actual tune, but it does. It is played similar to a guitar.
It's a fart machine.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a fart machine.
The best part, you know how with a guitar you get the little fuzz thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
They got one you can do wet or dry.
That's disgusting.
Oh, I'm told now, by the way, we have audio of Mark Zuckerberg.
Do you realize that you jeopardized the entire company? Do you realize that your actions could have permanently destroyed everything I've been working on?
I'm sorry, that's actually a clip from The Social Network. That's not actually Mark Zuckerberg.
The movie about Facebook.
That's right.
I thought you were going to replay the fart machine.
Listen, we can if you'd like. You know that Patriots game the other night, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers going up against Bill Belichick and the Patriots again? That was the second most watched Sunday night football game of all time.
Really?
They said there were somewhere around 35 million viewers.
Wow, that's like more than the Super Bowl, right?
I don't know if it's more than the Super Bowl, but that's pretty good. You watch it for the game or just find out whether or not Bill Belichick will smile? I don't know. Because it doesn't happen often, okay?
Yeah, no, and he didn't. I don't recall
and he didn't.
I don't recall him smiling
not
at
once.
All.
Wow, if this turns into a showdown, you guys could settle it with a talking like this contest.
I got to throw this in there. We mentioned the other day that skeletons, yard skeletons, are the number one Halloween decoration. Somehow, ahead of pumpkins, gourds, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a skeleton decoration for Halloween. It's two inflatable skeletons on top of each other, getting it on.
That's hot.
Wait, what?
Selling for $80 on Amazon, but people are buying them and selling them for twice as much on eBay. And skeletons making, how do they, I mean, how would a skeleton make love?
Very bony? I don't know.
Okay. I mean, it was a disaster today.
My underwear so far, my butt cracked my legs in them.
Okay.
What is that?
Elizabeth Shue is 58 today. Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon.
Oh, yes.
Maybe the greatest 80s band there is. Today is National Noodle Day, funny enough. We were talking about pasta. Yeah, pasta earlier. National Plus Size Appreciation Day. Mm. National Mad Hatter Day.
Oh, that's
that
like fun.
Alice in Wonderland?
I think so.
National Coaches Day. National Eat Fruit at Work Day.
No thanks.
I think I'd rather go to a tea party.
You're right.
I think it was yesterday we were talking about this, that we went out and had a couple of drinks, trying to get every last little minute of the summer-like weather when you get an afternoon that's nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we went out and had some drinks at a little bar, and it was very nice.
Yeah.
Well, Rochelle gets mad because she does not get carded all the time.
No.
And we spent a couple $100 on your forehead Botox, and I think your expectation is that it will smooth your forehead out to the point like it's a baby's bottom.
Well, that's what it's supposed to do.
And it'll make you look under 21 such that you'll get carded anytime you go to a liquor store or go to a bar. Is that about right?
Well, yes. And this is not the first time that I got it.
It didn't happen.
The first time I got it, I was being carded everywhere we went. This time, nothing. Nothing.
I thought it was if you look under 40... You certainly look under 40.
I have not been getting carded at all. And that's fine. Like, it's okay.
How do you think this makes me feel? I haven't been carded in years. I feel like I might pass for someone under 40, you think?
I mean, yeah, you are under 40. So I think that that's okay to...
Am I?
I don't know. Are you?
I have a birthday this week, so I'm really not sure.
I'm not really sure. I am forever 28, will forever be 28, will not go above 28. Ever.
So you're going to write her, I feel like you're going to write a review of his Botox and say, well, it didn't hurt or anything, and I think my forehead does look good. Having said that, I have not been carded.
I have not been carded.
So that doesn't make Mama happy when I go to get my Bama Breeze.
Very true.
Well, 107.1, The Boss. It's Robbie Rochelle. Intern Vince joining us from his remote home studio location once again. Welcome to the show for Wednesday, Hump Day. It is October the 6th, 2021. I'm sorry, did somebody say Hump Day?
Hump Day!
There it is. I look forward to that every week. Isn't that sad? That's one of the highlights of my week.
It is sad.
Is hearing him do Hump Day.
Especially because today is your pre-birthday.
That's right. It's Robbie's birthday eve.
It's birthday eve for Robbie.
I'm turning 58 tomorrow.
Wow.
Which I get. I mean, that's not really that funny, right? It's not like a big birthday to turn 58, but I'm not turning 58.
You're not turning 58.
Yeah, I was
so.
Going to say, really?
Do you have any idea how old I am? I'm not going to say, but I'm just curious. Do you have any idea? If you had to guess, if you just looked at my picture, how old would you say I am?
Oh, gosh. Trying to be nice, but also realistic.
No, I want you to just be honest. What do you think?
40.
Okay. Maybe. See, that's a reasonable thing to say.
Yeah.
By the way, there are people who are younger than me that look much worse, and that makes me feel pretty good. And I feel like as much as I complain about how I'm not happy with my weight, I know I've talked about that quite a bit lately. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like my clothes don't fit, one of those kind of weeks. I feel like when you got a little more chunk in your cheek.
You do.
You look a little younger. People that...
you have less lines.
Yeah. What's
it's
that,
true.
What's that expression? You look very gaunt. You know?
Gaunt.
You know,
that doesn't sound like a compliment. Doctors, is that supposed to be a compliment?
No, when you have that sunken look because you're too skinny,
doctors
will say you're very gaunt.
Okay.
Or you look dead like me.
You know, I wouldn't say that. You. I don't know. You look about your age.
Been compared to many dead bodies.
Yeah, gross. You?
I'm just saying.
I mean, he's pale.
He is an excerpt.
You're pale and you're skinny, but your face doesn't look, you don't look, you
I'll
know,
say this, he does kind of look like one of those alien autopsies.
He's no, got
that. I'm just saying, like, when you see me sleeping and you see my face down and get the double chin, I kind of look like a body in a casket.
Ew, what is wrong with you?
It's going to be a weird show today.
What is happening?
It is going to be a weird show today. By the way, that reminds me, we got something coming on later on this hour. We got some phone callers. We're getting lined up to answer the phones. Well, that's what callers are for, right? Talking about their kids that creep them out.
Mm.
Okay, maybe a kind of a Halloween theme to today's show.
Vince, we might need to get your mom on the phone because I feel like she's got quite a few stories.
She's like, have you seen him? He creeps me out. That's all you need to know. It's time for pre-coffee thoughts. Nice. It's a little something we do to kind of get off or to kind of get over the hump.
What she said.
Whoa. Yeah. That's what Vince said, right? We have everybody write down just a couple of random thoughts, a little stream of consciousness off the top of their head, and then we see what happens before we do anything else. And here's what happened today. So let me, this first little piece of paper here. Your salary is your company's monthly subscription to you. That's a nice way to think of it.
Whoa, they're not paying much.
He's like
it's
if someone
subscription.
He's like if someone stole your Netflix password.
Yeah,
that's what you get.
I cost what Netflix originally costed to get.
You're the OG price.
Yeah. 12 months free. Slow walkers don't know how annoying they are because they never get stuck behind slow walkers. Yeah, that's a good point. When social media goes down, like happened with Facebook yesterday, it's basically a snow day for people who manage social media accounts.
Ah, that's true.
And it's nice to get a snow day. That's not really happening to kids anymore with all the virtual learning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Every mother is a bodybuilder. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
I guess you got to put the kid on your hip, right?
No, I built a body.
A body grower.
Oh, I see.
You get it?
A bodybuilder.
You get it?
I see. If we could talk about Fight Club, it'd be a lot more popular film. Celebrity couples that forget their anniversary can just Google it.
Oh, that would be nice, right?
You could probably Google anybody's now. I mean, everything is online, right?
Yeah, probably. But that would require that you know where you got married, who you're married to.
Fun fact, this is true because I'm an obnoxious narcissist who Googles himself.
Mm-hmm.
There is another Robbie and Rochelle who got married in 2010.
I actually knew. I also Googled that before. I knew that, actually.
And it's really weird because if you Google Robbie and Rochelle, the radio stuff comes up.
Yeah.
And I would assume because we used to have a profile here for people to, you know, the online registry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But these people come up before us.
They do.
They're like a couple from North Carolina.
I've actually looked at their registry. It was a lot better than ours was.
Yeehaw, this is Robbie and Rochelle from North Carolina coming to our wedding. Hee-haw. No one reads the rules to Monopoly unless they start arguing about them.
So true.
That
oh
game
my gosh.
Is, that game's too much. Takes forever.
I love Monopoly.
And have a nice day sounds friendly. But if you were to think about it, you could just say the same, mean the same thing, and it's not as friendly. Enjoy the next 10 hours.
Ugh.
Enjoy the next 10 hours.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Doesn't that sound a little weird?
Yeah, it's not as friendly.
All right, as I mentioned, we got some callers lined up here, so we'll be talking about creepy kids.
Mm.
Your kid did something to creep you out. Now, we're not just talking about, oh, my God, they can read. I didn't realize they...
No,
did they just
creep you out?
Well, I don't know. Just like you're surprised. Not
like scary, possessed kid.
Boom.
Let's bring in Father Michael.
Boom. That's what we're talking about.
Or they look like Vince while he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Rochelle, speaking of kids, does not do well with student drivers.
No.
Mm-hmm. So we'll find out what that's about. We'll have He Said.
She Said.
On the way about 7:50 this morning, 7:29:20. Hashtag mom. God, all on the way. Remember, we were talking the other day about how we just got new tires for the SUV.
Mm-hmm.
The car's running nice. I mean, it's just smooth. And I know that because I drove and I usually don't drive. And when we don't have anywhere to go, if it's just a leisurely, like a Saturday afternoon drive, I kind of like to drive. It's kind of fun. But I don't like to drive when we get someplace to go. If there's traffic, if we need to get to the building, if we have an event to go to, then I get stressed out. Okay.
Right.
So for the most part, just to try and keep the obscenities and the stress level down, Rochelle will drive.
Yeah.
And I get spoiled by this. And also, I'm taller than you, so you push the seat. So it's just a hassle for me to have to move the seat.
Yes.
So anyway, Rochelle does the majority of the driving. But I did drive the other day after we got those tires. But anyway, so she's driving the other day. And I can't remember where we're going. This might have been after the show.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And there's a guy, and he's one of these people where he's right there. So he looks like he's going to merge. He's got the blinker on. Mm-hmm. And you slow down just a hair because you're like, well, I'll be a good person.
I'm going to let him in.
He doesn't merge.
No.
And I said, oh, I see what it is. He's got the little thing on the roof. He's a student driver.
Yeah.
He's a student driver.
I always try to be nice and courteous to student drivers.
But like there's a statute of limitations on that, though.
Well, sure.
Because after about 10 seconds of your niceness, you turn on this poor kid.
I did not turn on him.
Because he was apprehensive to merge lanes.
Forever.
That's because he's a student driver.
I get it. But, like, I'm obviously slowing down and letting you in. And part of learning to drive is learning to drive, is it not?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to show him how you should drive on the road, but he just wouldn't. I don't know if he was scared or what was going on.
Yeah, he was scared to merge.
He would not merge. And at this point, I'm going like 30 miles under the speed limit. So I just decided to gun past him because I couldn't wait anymore. I couldn't do it.
You saw this terrifying woman in his rearview mirror and scared.
Poor kid is ready to merge. He's like, I'm going to do it. And the guy's like, well, go ahead, do it. He's like, I'm going to do it. And then she's like, that's enough. Guns it. It's a good thing he didn't make the last minute decision to merge because we would have had an accident for crying out loud.
At some point, like, you've got to get over.
We're on a highway. It was many miles before the lane ended. You just get impatient and you know it. This is the kind of behavior people expect from me.
I did. Well, it took a really long time, to be fair. I was very patient for a very long time, and he still would not get. What else am I supposed to do? Flash my lights at him?
I'll tell you what makes me crazy. And this doesn't necessarily have to do with student drivers, but I suppose it could. Is when you're at an intersection, I tend to be the guy, and I talk to people, even though I know they can't hear me through the windshield. I'm like, come on. And I do with my right hand. It's always the right hand. I do the little shuffle.
I shush him.
Let's go. And what makes me crazy is when the guy on the other side shushes me back and goes, "No, you go." I'm like, no. We've already made it. I'm letting you go.
You both are, both of you, whoever's doing that and you are the worst backseat drivers ever. I know that you let me drive and I do appreciate it.
It's not that I let you drive. I just prefer that you drive.
Whatever it is, you are the worst backseat. You're like, you can go. I'm like, I know. I see the light is green. I got it. Like, I don't need you to tell me.
Yeah, but you know what? The one time I don't tell you about something, you're like, why did you tell me it was a left turn? If you knew, why did you say something? Now we're lost. Now we have to go to the roundabout.
No, we don't want to do that.
Come on.
Go to the roundabout.
But it's like getting intersection alpha'd when I'm trying to shush and someone else shushes me back. And then you know what I do? I just go.
Well, that's what I did with the student driver. He wasn't going to go. I tried. I tried to shush him over. He wouldn't go, so I just went.
I got to be totally honest with you.
Well, now you just scarred him. Yeah. And he's never going to be able to drive again.
Good. I hope he learned his lesson.
But wait a minute now. I got to be totally honest with you. There are times at different intersections, depending on what the deal is. I really don't know what the rule is. I don't know who's got the right of way. Been driving a long time, not a clue. I just wing it.
Why do you not know?
I have no idea. Sometimes I just don't know who's supposed to go, and I'm like, I'll go.
Well, maybe you need to go back and be the student driver, because that's not good.
Can you imagine me in that situation?
No. Oh, my God. No. That poor teacher. Yeah.
Listen, I know we were talking about this the other day. Most popular Halloween decoration, skeleton in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly the scariest movie of all time, Insidious.
Yeah.
Halloween is in the air.
It is October.
Yeah. Well, that got us thinking about kids and how they love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've opened up the phones this morning. We've got a couple callers lined up. These are people who say their kids have creeped them out. I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, something spooky for Halloween.
Yeah.
But has your kid ever scared you? And what more perfect season than the lead up to All Hallows Eve?
Kids can be creepy sometimes. I remember nannying for a little boy that was like staring in the corner for a very long time. For no reason. He was an itty-bitty baby. It was very scary.
I know, but you do this with the cat as well. If the cat
looks up at the ceiling. What are you looking at?
How do you know that, first of all, an animal has different eyes? A baby has a different understanding of the world. When it comes to the cat, he's probably just seeing a little bug or something. And you always assume there's ghosts. Why do you always jump to there's no ghosts?
How do you know?
Well, I do know.
Are you sure?
Of course, I'm not positive, but I have a belief that there is no such thing as ghosts.
Well, I have a belief that there is such thing as ghosts.
Are you serious about this?
Yes.
So you really believe that there are ghosts
Yes.
And goblins and all that sort of stuff.
I mean, I don't know about goblins. What's a goblin? Like, you know, what actually is a goblin?
I don't know, like the little leprechaun looking guy from that scary movie, you know?
No, but I
you remember? I don't believe, though, in ghosts the way that the Sixth Sense has you believe that if you could see them, they'd be floating around everywhere.
See, I do. I believe in the spirit world. I believe in all of that.
Do you believe if there is a ghost, does it look like Casper, you know, like with a sheet over it?
No,
or does it
no.
look super scary Ghostbusters?
I don't know that you can necessarily. I guess what I believe is that it can be there, but it's not going to be. No, it's not Casper.
So it's like flatulence on an elevator. You know it's in the air.
Gross.
You just don't necessarily know where exactly it is.
Well, that's not how I would have ever described it, but sure, I guess.
By the way, I think that kid you babysat for, his parents owned a funeral parlor, didn't they?
They did.
That's what was in your head. Did you have to go? You didn't have to go into the place, did
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah.
Not into the place.
Oh, yeah. They had an apartment above the funeral home.
Okay, but you're not going into the place with the kid, right?
Yeah, well, you had to walk in that way, and then you go up the stairs, and there was an apartment up there.
So you got to walk past all that stuff before you go up to the apartment, and then with the poor little kid?
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't know any different. He was a baby.
Oh, that's terrible.
He didn't know.
Man, that kid needs... I'm going to give him the number to Dr. S, my therapist.
I don't think he does because he's grown now and he's going to school to do that. And he's making more money than you and I will ever make ever.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing. Joking aside, man, that might be the best. If you can stomach it, that's the best business.
Seriously.
Because they're not going anywhere.
They're loaded.
And they'll just pay you whatever you need to handle. All right. So here we go. And maybe this kid would not be one of these. But these are kids that have creeped you out. Let's start with line number one. Hey,
okay,
Scott.
So growing up, my daughter's favorite movie was Child's Play.
Yep.
She'd watch it all day, every day. Like, it was creepy, that by itself. But then, one day, I was working nights, and I was sleeping during the day, and I wake up. She has both of her hands on my chest, and she's doing the chant to transfer her soul into mine.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Dumbala. And, like, raises her hand in the air. She says, give me the power, I beg of you. And she's just, like... totally serious, lost my body.
Okay, well, Chris, here's what I got.
My God!
I don't want to sound like a jerk, but you're a lousy parent for letting a small child watch a horror movie like that. What are you thinking?
That's terrifying. Oh, my gosh.
Let's try one on line one.
Hey, this is Dan. How you doing,
buddy?
Hey, Dan.
All right, so it came to a point in our life where my wife and I had to move in with her great-grandmother in this creepy old house.
Okay.
And we had been experiencing a few things here and there, and I come down to the basement. That's where we were staying at. Feeling, having a conversation. I said, son, what are you doing? He goes, I'm talking to the people.
Oh, man.
You're talking to what people? He goes, the people who live here.
Oh.
I was like, you mean great-grandma? He goes, no, the mom and the dad and the two kids. And then that night, we're laying in bed. Now, keep in mind, grandma's in a walker. She's 90 years old. And we hear footsteps running across the floor, back and forth, for like the 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
We went upstairs, and there was nobody up there. My son was fast asleep.
Wow, that's spooky.
See, that's scary. I'm telling you, it's real. It's real. Don't smile at me and it's you don't think that's real? What were they hearing?
I don't know. That guy just sounded like Danny Bonaducci. That's why I was a little amused.
Okay.
Can we squeeze in one more? Line three.
Hi, this is Kelsey. How are you guys?
Hi, Kelsey.
About 6 months ago, we were talking about how he was born in like a non, you know, birds and bees kind of way, and he had told me that he could have broken my bones on his way out.
What? No.
Well,
No.
That's a terrible way to put it, don't you think?
That's terrifying. Where did he learn that?
I don't know.
Kids know stuff, I'm telling you.
Probably TikTok. Way back Wednesday, right? Is that a thing? I know people talk about Throwback Thursday. Way back Wednesday?
Absolutely.
How about that? What's the first CD, talking about CDs, you ever bought? I'm not asking about records. So if you're somebody, you say, oh, I bought my first vinyl when I was, I don't want to hear about that.
Right.
You're talking about 8-track cassettes? Nope.
Nope.
First song you downloaded? Nope.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're kind of limiting this, people, when it talks about CDs.
Okay.
Now, maybe you were a kid and you went and bought music for the first time as your CD, or maybe you're somebody that, you know, had vinyl for a long time and went, I'm going to move to CD.
Start moving over, yeah.
So I guess we're talking like early 90s, more than likely.
Yeah.
What's the first CD you ever bought? You and I were talking about this not that long ago, and I mentioned that the first one I bought, of course, was some 50s bebop CD.
Yeah.
You know, like... yeah, you know, music from a jukebox, that kind of thing. It was called like 50s jukebox hits.
Right.
Of the happy days.
We actually went and Googled the cover of it. Had to figure
I remember
it out.
The name of it. I couldn't remember, you know, so I was like, if I see it, I'll know it. And we spent a ridiculous amount of time on a Saturday afternoon trying to find it. And we did.
Didn't you tell me the second one you bought was like a Whitney Houston CD?
No, I bought Whitney Houston on cassette, so that would not be applicable here.
Okay, no. Okay. Yeah, I think, I want to say it was Ace of Base.
No, I think you told me your first one was No Doubt.
But that might have been a tape, yeah. So I think the first CD was No Doubt, The Tragic Kingdom.
That's the one that's got the Don't Speak song
in
there.
Yeah, so she's holding the orange with like a little worm hanging out
of it. That's a classic album. Yes. That's a great answer.
I think that was the first CD I ever bought, and I wore it out. I mean, I listened to it every day.
I don't think you can wear out a CD.
No, yes, you can. Absolutely.
Is this why people move to CD? Because you could wear out a tape or a record?
Well, I probably just didn't take care of it either. I would take it out and it was scratched, and I don't know. But
well, so if you scratched it because you didn't take care of it,
well,
you didn't wear it out.
I did wear it out.
Ridiculous.
I still remember the first CD I bought for someone else.
Okay.
It was Eiffel 65.
Oh, the blue dabba-dee dabba
da. Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
it was a dance song from the 90s.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I was like 13. I bought it for my first boyfriend. I was like, here you go.
What was his name?
Dave.
You think Dave still got that CD? I'll bet he does.
I hope he does.
I'll bet you he does.
I still have my rice necklace. Dave and Michelle forever.
Why don't you go do a morning show with him? I'll bet you Cincinnati is hiring or something, right? Dave and Michelle in the morning playing da-ba-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Can we move on now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so we're looking probably for something like this, something embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just tell me, it was Jimi Hendrix. Well, that's not that interesting.
Sure it is.
No, it isn't.
The question is, what CD did you get? You can't put a disclaimer. We don't want to know if it's just a normal CD. Who says that?
I'm being lazy this morning. I just want to limit the number of calls we get.
Okay.
All right, the first CD you ever bought, that's your He Said.
She Said.
Phones are open if you want to call us, 732-774-4444. You can also text us at that number at 732-774-4444, of course. Or you can answer on any of our socials, including Facebook. If you haven't liked our page yet on Facebook, we are 1071 The Boss. As a matter of fact, that's our handle on all social media. You, of course, can direct message us there. We have a Robbie and Rochelle Facebook.
We do.
It's a little more intimate. I'd like to follow us there. Not really. We only update it like 3 or 4 times a week.
It's true.
And we got a fun pink logo there.
We do.
The hue is a little redder on The Boss Facebook.
You can tell who controls the Robbie and Rochelle Facebook page.
It's me. I like pink.
It is.
Yeah. Or you can go to our brand new page at 1071theboss.com. Mm-hmm. Click on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning, and there we are, and you can reach out to us there, and you get some fun facts about us. But I bring all of this up because if you're looking to connect, let us know about events. We like to share them here on this community bulletin board with this goofy music and all of this. Just a, you know, a little way to look toward the weekend, some fun stuff going on. Sometimes people trying to make a difference. We get community events, that sort of thing. The 9th annual Stafford Fall Wine Festival is happening October 9th and 10th. Later on this week, Heritage Train Park in Manahawken. I want to point out, if you've never heard the bulletin board before, oftentimes this is Rochelle just giving me hints as to events she'd like to attend because she's a wino.
No.
Live music, wine sampling for some of Jersey's leading wineries, food trucks, and a whole lot more. Again, this is Rochelle dropping hints about things she'd like to do, places she'd like me to take her.
No.
Eventbrite.com for tickets and information. I'll make a mental note of that. The Vintage Computer Festival East is happening this weekend. Info Age Science and History Center in Wall. Boy, this sounds cool. There'll be tech classes, exhibits, a consignment room, a single board computer workshop, museum tours, learn to solder classes, and a lot more. You know, like those old pictures of when Wozniak and Bill Gates were building their own computers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is, they teach you to do this.
There you go. I'll be at the event with the food truck, and you can go to the computer event.
I think that's really interesting.
I think it is.
Oh, you remember those computers with the green screen and the brown knob? It was like a TV.
Okay.
All right. VCFed.org for tickets and more info on that. And the Forever Forest 2021 Halloween Experience, A Nightmare Before Christmas, starts Friday night and runs each weekend right through Halloween. They have a Fright Trolley, Hayride, Arts and Crafts, a Bouncy Castle, Campfire, and a whole lot more. I don't know if there are marshmallows, but I'll bet there are.
I bet there are.
ForeverForestNJ.com for tickets info on that deal. Just a couple of things we thought you would like to know this morning. Just underway this morning's He Said.
She Said.
Talking about the first CD you ever bought. We learned moments ago that the first CD Rochelle bought for another person was the dance music CD Blue by Eiffel 65 from the year 1999. And I made a joke about it because she bought it for her first boyfriend when she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "You're not really jealous, are you?" And I said, "No, no, I'm not." I said, "Do you really still have the rice necklace that he made you that you referenced?" And she said, "No, but I'm bummed." And I said, "Why are you bummed?" She said, "It's pretty cool to see your name in rice."
Yeah. It was.
Very cool to see your name in rice.
Did you ever see your name written on a grain of rice? Come on.
The first CD you ever bought was...
Derek said Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. Mm-hmm. Nick said Weird Al, Straight Out of Linwood. And Kara said the Space Jam soundtrack.
Well, what's wrong with the Space Jam soundtrack? You say that with a snicker.
Because it's just, I don't know.
Although with the events of the past week, no one really is going to ever listen to I Believe I Can Fly again.
That's true. Oh.
Thanks for being a horrible person, R. Kelly.
You messed up the Space Jam soundtrack.
Messed it up. Let's go to Chloe in Newark.
I think it was Ace of Base.
Yes.
Dang! Yes.
You're a huge Ace of Base fan. You're not playing at all.
No, I love Ace of Base. Michelle.
Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Spice Girls celebrating their 25th anniversary this year.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me feel old.
Isn't that crazy? It's the first CD you ever bought. More answers coming up. You're He Said.
She Said.
Time to call us 732-774-4444. You can also text that number or you can hit us on any of our Facebook pages or socials. A lot of answers on this morning. It's the first CD, a lot of answers on Facebook, the first CD you ever bought. Now, we said we weren't looking for vinyl, not talking about 8-tracks, any of that kind of stuff. We're not talking about, you know, your, oh, I was on Napster before they shut that down.
I was. And LimeWire.
You're just a common criminal, okay?
Sorry.
I side with Metallica on this one.
Okay, said no one ever.
What's the first CD, the first compact disc that you ever bought? What was it? The first compact disc that you ever bought?
Kenny said Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA.
Yeah.
D said Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
See, these are great answers. These, now we're cooking.
These are. And Caleb said Now That's Music Volume 3. The OG.
That's, well, I have the OG on cassette, though, so I couldn't answer that.
Ah, okay.
But it was good. It had Sex and Candy on it.
Were they, they're like on volume 500 now, right?
Something like that.
Something like that.
I think it had a Lenny Kravitz song on it. It was good stuff.
That's awesome. Steven in Tom's River.
First CD I ever bought. I think it was an Offspring CD.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to say that I consider myself pretty fly for a white guy.
Come on.
Not really.
Green Day. I'm not sure. One or the other, though.
Okay.
All right. That'll go on Facebook all day long if you still want to answer it or a handy-dandy little graphic. The first CD you ever bought. What was it? That's your He Said.
She Said.
Now let's try this. Hashtag mom. Go to any of our socials. Use that hashtag. Hashtag M-O-M. Mom. Now we are really looking for moms. Looking for moms to share how life is going, being a mom, dealing with the kids, dealing with pickup and drop off, after school, extracurricular activities, sports and other. Okay. What is it like being a mom? What's it like around the house? What's it like watching mom? If you're not a mom, you can tell us what it's like, you know, seeing mom do her thing, or
that's
maybe
true.
Once in a while we let a little dad confession sneak right on in here. Hashtag mom.
Confession.
Every morning, 7:20, 9:20, just like these.
Care Bear Carrie 24 said, my daughter was disappointed with dinner last night and said, at least it's better than pasta, which is a real shame because we're having pasta for dinner tonight.
Also, just
also,
shut up.
Who doesn't like pasta?
It's just insulting. Why you come to my social media post something like this?
At least you didn't call it noodles.
Well, you know, I made a big stink when I became a step-parent because, you know, Lola is my stepdaughter. She wasn't brought up with my extended family who were very, very Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose I can understand where she'd come up with noodle, but I would give her a real hard time about that. And it was really unfair because now you watch, you know, Giada de Laurentiis on the food channel, and she says noodles.
She does say noodles.
Well, everybody in my extended family would be horrified, so I don't know who to believe. My whole world is crumbling around me when it comes to what to call manicotti, okay?
I think they're pasta noodles.
All right.
I think that's your answer there. Nancy Griffin said, kids talking at bedtime are like the marketing emails that you've unsubscribed to multiple times. Hashtag never ending.
Unfollow.
Courtney Weber said, my seven-year-old told me she can't draw me because I'm not symmetrical, in case you're wondering what parenting does for your self-esteem.
Let me tell you, that's very, very offensive, isn't it? Someone came up to you and said, you're not very symmetrical? That would really tee me off.
It's rough.
Wow. This is what we're talking about every morning, 7:20, 9:20. Send one in. You might hear yours. Hashtag mom.